Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Once again, this is your brother Paul Offen coming to you live on my own Facebook page. Some of you will also take me from YouTube, Instagram, and also Spotify for the audio and other social media handles. You may get me even through WhatsApp. Tonight, we're going to continue our lesson, which we started about almost 2 months now. And the title is The Judgment Day. We've almost completed that Judgment Day. Last week, we talked about the rapture, because we noticed that there are some people who believe what we call the rapture. That we find out that, in actual fact, there is no or nothing called rapture that the Bible discusses. So we're going to continue from where we left last week. And tonight, we're going to discuss about the final state of man, the final state of man. Now, if there is judgment, we need to know the final things, what actually happened. So what we are going to study is called the eschatology. The eschatology is the study of the final things, which includes the study of death, the judgment, and the final destination of the soul of man. These are all, you know, involved in this kind of eschatological studies. And this is what we're going to study. Simply put, is a study of the final things. Now, most believers are aiming for heaven, but have no idea what, you know, is going to be like, okay, between death, intermediate state, and a final destination. We don't know what happened when I die today. Where am I going? Okay, and that is where we call the final resurrection day. This is what we call the intermediate stage. Now, what about when the resurrection day comes? What is it going to be like? And this is what we're going to study. Now, this study will be in several parts as it entails the Lord. And I will advise you not to miss any of these parts, because they are important to important to us. As far as we human beings, we are concerned, because we need to know what actually happens. Some people think that when you die, that is the end of it. But far from that, there's a lot after your death. And we need to, you know, study this. And as I said, this study will be in several, you know, parts. And it's going to be divided in the following subtopics. The first one we're going to treat is the state of man before we die. So this is the time that we have not died yet, but we are gradually approaching our death. We're going to talk about it tonight and see, the state of, you know, man, what actually happens when we are approaching our death. And we're going to use Ecclesiastes chapter 12 to develop our points here. Then we'll talk about what happens to man immediately after he dies until the day of the resurrection. And this period is known as the intermediate state of man. That is the day that you die, till the final resurrection day that our Lord returns. It's called the intermediate state. And then we are going to discuss the final judgment, right? When Jesus comes, what is the judgment going to be like? Now, if you have watched my videos from about 6 weeks past or a month, 2 months past, you will get some information about these judgment. Then we also discuss what our resurrection body is going to be like. Probably you've heard that the scripture said we're going to change. Okay, when Jesus comes and all the those who have died, raised up, they are not going to come with this flesh and blood body. Then what kind of body are we going to see? We're going to discuss that using the scriptures or the Bible. And then we talk about heaven. Heaven, which is the place for the righteous people. What is heaven like? Sometimes you hear people quoting passages from Revelation and say that the streets of heaven is going to be gold, and you know, we're going to walk on gold. Is that actually what heaven is? In actual fact, what you read from the book of Revelation is not heaven, because the question is, you are thinking of material thing, and heaven is going to be a spiritual, you know, destination, and it's going to be eternal. What does gold got to do? Gold is just a material thing that we need as human as we live in our life. So what does that mean when you read those passages, which some people are saying that it's discussing about heaven? Now, God used all these kind of, you know, important minerals that we need to describe the place. It doesn't mean that heaven is going to be like going to walk on diamond or walk on gold or something like that. As I say, the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, talks in it is what do you call it? It's not a plain language. So those who do not understand the book always, you know, twist them. But probably in future we're going to treat that, and you'll understand. Then we also discuss hell, which is the eternal state of the non-saved or the unrighteous people. So this is what we are going to, you know, engage ourselves in for, you know, some weeks ahead of us. Okay, and know that we're going to use the Word of God to treat this, you know, topics. But as I've already said, it's something that's, you know, involve our eternal destination. So it's important to everyone. So please, you send this message to as many as you can, both Christian and non-Christian. Let everybody know what actually happened as we are approaching death. And when the death occur, between death and the final resurrection day, what happened between that intermediate state? And then after the intermediate state, when Jesus Christ appeared, what is actually going to happen at the judgment day? And then following the judgment day, where do we go? Those who go to heaven, what is heaven like? Those who will be in hell, what is hell like? We're going to, you know, discuss all these important topics. Tonight, we're going to discuss the state of man before death. So this time, you are not dead yet, but you are approaching your grave. Now, what is life like? Now, we cannot know much about this period without going through the preacher, who is Ecclesiastes. So we're going to use Ecclesiastes chapter 12, okay, verse 1 to 8 to discuss this. We want to know the final state of man before, you know, we all die, before we die, you understand? Now, before that, let's talk briefly about why do we die? Why do humans die? Have you asked yourself why? I'm asking this because if you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, the scripture says, God created us, we humans, in his own image. In the image of God, he created us. And if God is immortal, then why do we die? Why do we die? Humans were created to live forever. According to Genesis chapter 3 verse 22. Now, this passage will tell you why, as a human, you have to die. Is that how God created us? To live and die? No, 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 no. Then when did death come to play here? Now, if you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, it says that, then the Lord God said, behold, man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. This is after the fall of man. This is when they have eaten the forbidden tree or the forbidden fruits that God told them you shouldn't eat. The day that you eat, you will die. So here the God of heaven have already introduced this tree to them and told them not to touch it. And there was another tree too, which is the tree of life. They were at liberty to take the tree of life. And as the name suggests, you can see that if they had eaten the tree of life, they were going to live forever. But man chose the one that will bring him death. There was nothing like death. But man introduced death to himself because he disobeyed God. You understand? So, what happened is, after they have eaten the tree of what? Good and evil and knowledge. I mean, the name is, you know, as you know, this tree God said you shouldn't eat. And they ate it. You understand? And after that, God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever, we should go down and do what? We should go and drive them away from the garden so that they don't, you know, get close to the tree that will let them live again. So here tells you that man was not created to die, but for sin. Now our bodies have become perishable bodies. You understand? So this marked the beginning of our death. We chose it for ourselves. And God also pulled out his spirit from us so that we lost the privilege to become immortals again. In Genesis chapter 6 verse 3, then the Lord God said, my spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh, and his days shall be 120. Now, you can understand that if you read the early people, you know, the early humans that were created, some people could live over 900 years. Adam lived up to 930 years. Methuselah, 969 years, almost 970 years. He was the longest on this planet. You understand? So if you see that if the scripture says we're going to be living forever, then it's right. But we chose the fruit that will bring us death, and that shortened our lives. So here, it's not God who created you as immortal, but we got that to ourselves. Now, there's a chance for you to live as immortal again. That is if you follow God's instructions and you gain heaven, you're going to live forever and you will never taste death because there is no death in heaven. You understand? Okay, so now God of heaven has shortened the life of man to up to 120 years. But the question is, how many people even live up to these 120 years? When you go to the Psalms, okay, he said Now, the average age is between 70, if you are lucky, 80. You understand? And even that, around that age, is full of trouble. And this is what we are going to discuss here using Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 8. Verse 1 to 8. Now we know that the human body is now a perishable material. And Ecclesiastes is going to give us a clear picture of the state of man when death is approaching. And this is what we are treating tonight. Now, the preacher uses proverbial and idiomatic expression to send his message across. So, take your Bible and read with me and let us try to understand, because what the preacher gave here is not straightforward. It's in proverbs and it is also in idiomatic expressions. But we need to understand, because he is communicating with us. We need to understand what the preacher was saying here. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. The preacher says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. The days of your youth, God wants you to remember Him. You understand? This is the period where one builder, you know, have a spiritual bond between you and your God. It's a period when you have all the energy, full of energy, exuberance. That is how we say it. And this is the period that God needs you so that you can do His work. So the preacher said, remember your Creator in this age. And then he said, before the evil days comes and the year draws near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure. The question is, what are the evil days? The evil days are the difficult days of the aged. The age that humans become vulnerable. The age that humans cannot do much because they are approaching their grave. This is the evil days. And let's continue to read, and you know how the preacher, you know, explained to us what the evil days, you know, look like. You can see that living with the aches and pains of the aged is not a joy at all. When people reach 70, 80, now, tell me about it. So many drugs he depends on to live. When you get to this point, you have to live on drugs to extend your age. And if you live in a poor country where you can afford these medical treatments, then you can see that your lifespan becomes shortened more. So, this is the age where people suffer. Now, when we're going to read a passage in the scripture, then you understand this. There is a man called Barzillai, and David the king wanted to do Barzillai a favor, but Barzillai believed he had few days to live, because he said that day was his 80th. You understand? He's going to read you. It's interesting passage here. The man was 80, and David wanted to do him a favor. Either he wanted to pull him to his palace or something good, but the man refused to accept this. And let's read from 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 35. Now, this is what Barzillai said. He said, I am this day 80 years old. When King Saul approached him and was talking to him with that favor, he said to King David that, David, what are you talking about? I am 80 years today. Do you know that? I am 80 years. Can I discern what is pleasant and what is not? 80 years, I don't even know what is pleasant and what is not. So this kind of favor you want to do, or you want to help me to achieve this favor. I don't think with my age I have anything, you know, I have that kind of pleasure. You understand? He said, I quote again, and he said, can I discern what is pleasant and what is not? And he continued by saying that, can your servant, he referring to himself, can your servant taste what he eats or what he drinks? I cannot. I've lost all my taste buds. And now, if you want me to come to your comfortable place and eat and drink, looking at my age, 80 years, I'm not going to taste anything good. And then he continued by saying that, can I still listen to the voice of the singing man and the singing woman? Why then should your servant be added burden to my lord, the king? You see, sometimes when you have these aged people, they think they are adding their burden to you because they can't do things for themselves. You understand? They become dependent on you. And this Barzillai didn't want to become burden on David. Though David wanted to do him a favor, he said, no. Looking at my age, I don't have even taste bar to enjoy life. So you keep your favor. Now, let's come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Now we are in verse 2. Verse 2 says, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened and the clouds return after the rain. I've told you that this passage uses idiomatic expressions and, you know, proverbial languages. So it's not straightforward. You don't take it literal, but it is communicating with you in this language so that you can understand. Now, what is the preacher talking about here? What is the preacher talking about here? Now, he said, the days that you do not have any pleasure in them. And we know that these are the age, the days of the aged, where so many things, you know, are falling apart and the center is no more holding. Now, he said that you have to use, or remember your creator when you are youth, when you are strong, when you are energetic, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened. What does that mean? And the clouds return after the rain. What does that mean? Now, the darken here, or what he's talking about here, the body of the aged, you know, slows down, okay, including his mind. You understand? And now they live in what? Frustrations also. Okay? Because they cannot do things for themselves. If you get to the age 80, people have to support you. So many things that hitherto you were doing, you cannot do any longer. You become burden on people. Now, he said, the darkened before what the moon, the stars are darkened. What does that mean? Here he's talking about your eyesight. The preacher wants you to remember your creator before you lose your eyes. Now you see, I'm using this spectacle just to help me, because now I can't see anything. Everything is blurred. You understand? Now, when you reach these ages, so many people depend on these kind of spectacles to help them see clearly. So this is what a preacher is saying, that everything is going to be darkened for you. You can't see anything. That time is coming. That age is coming. So now that you are the youth, now that you are strong, you are exuberant, this is the time that God wants you to do his work. And it's not the time that everything is darkened and you cannot, you know, see. And then he said, before the clouds what? Returns after the rain. What does that mean? This is the time. The rain here is talking about the tears. You see, despair is going to what? Engulf with this man, aged person. Because of what? Probably he thought he could have done. And at his age, he can no longer do it. And he regrets for not doing certain things. So they become despair. And also, sometimes they shed tears. And that is when the rains set in. My brothers and sisters, it's important you know what actually happened before we approach or before we get to our graves. It's important. And this is what the preacher is telling us now. When you get to verse 3, and he said, in the day when the keepers of the house are trembled. What does that mean? The keepers of the house are trembled. There was a day that you use to show all your strength. You understand? Lifting everything that, you know, comes on your way. And people were afraid to even come closer to you because you're so strong. But a time will come that all your muscles that you use to defend yourself become weaker. Your hands begin to tremble. Become weaker and weaker. And this is the time that the keepers of the house, that's what? You know, become weak. So he's saying that in the days when the keepers of the house trembled. When you hold something, your hands start to, you know, shake. Because you don't have the strength any longer. And you are closer to your death. Please, let's think about all that, especially the youth. Think about it. If you see the aged and they are struggling, don't think you're not rich there. If you are blessed and you get to that age, you will experience it. But let me tell you, it's not fun at all. Because people live in aches and pains. And they depend on pain relief all the time. That is when you are gradually going to your grave. Now, it said also that, and the strong man are bent. Then you see your height, you begin to reduce your height, and then you stoop whenever you walk. And that is when you need a support. You have two legs, a time will come, you're going to have three, using the walking stick. A time will come, probably you're going to have Zimmer. And Zimmer have four legs, and plus your two legs, six, but still, you can't run far. You can't run far. And this is what the preacher is talking about here. That a time is coming where the strong man is going to bend. You're going to stoop like that. And you can't even stretch yourself because of aches and pains. Think about all these and know that you'll get there. When you start to see wrinkles in your faces like you see mine now. You know, 2 days, I think yesterday, I visited somebody I knew so many years, you know, more than 40 years now. The first time he saw me, and he said, oh, you have now become an old person. I mean, old in terms of old man, something like that. Because the face that he saw 40 years ago is not the same face. And I can, you know, see all these wrinkles coming, and you can see my bald hair. I used to have good and nice, beautiful hair, but I don't have them anymore because I'm gradually approaching the days that I'll say I do not have pleasure in them. And this is, you know, preparing you, this is preparing you to get to your grave. Now, verse 3, we continue in saying that the grinders cease because they are few. He's talking about your teeth here. When you get to that age, How many people still hold their 32 teeth? No. They need what they call dentures or prostheses to help them. Let me tell you that denture will not do the work as your own teeth. But you cannot, if a half bread is better than what? Or half loaf is better than nothing. So when you lose all your teeth, and then what this, the preacher is saying, that they grind the seeds because they are few. You cannot chew anymore as you used to because they are few. And those who look through the windows are dim. Those who look through the windows are dim. It becomes difficult to see the eyes. You can see that your eyes, you know, sunk into, and then you see all the bones surrounding the eye. They, you know, come up and the eye sunk, and sometimes you see some kind of, you know, water around your eye. And when you see people like this, those of you who do not understand aging, they start to laugh, thinking that they will not get there. I mean, you can only get to that age if you are lucky. Because today, by 45, people are gone. 35, they are dead. 60, they are dead. And they don't live to reach 80, 90 there. But as I said, though it's a blessing to get to that age, but it's not fun because of the aches and pains. So, verse 4 says, and the doors on the street are shut. Today, you cannot go out. The person that used to go to the pubs and dance, the person that walks, you know, do threaten miles on the street, now he cannot go out because the doors are shut. Your hearing too, when the doors are shut, your hearing also go. You are close to this person speaking to him, and he can hear you because they are all shut. Because they are all shut. And this is the mark of aging. We are still discussing the final state of man, and we are beginning from, you know, the age that you are approaching your death. What do we see there? And we are using Ecclesiastes to help us understand this. Now, when we continue with verse 4, it says, when the sounds of the grinding is low, and one rises up the sounds of the bed. Now, those people, the aged people, they rises just even the bed is singing. They cannot sleep. When the cock crows, they are up already. They cannot sleep. If you are youth, you enjoy your sleep, you can sleep up to 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, and you are still sleeping. A time will come by 3 o'clock, you are awake already, and you can no longer enjoy any more sleep. The preacher is saying that, don't get to that age before you say, I'm going to remember my Creator. Remember Him today. But then if you are at that age and you are still alive, once you have life within you, all is not lost. You can still look for your God if you haven't taken God. You understand? Now, what is he saying? All the daughters of the sons, what? Are brought what low. Now verse 5 said, they are afraid also of what is high. Now you can see that, why are the aged afraid of height? Because they are not, their legs cannot help them now. Because they are weak, they need support. Those people who do not have Zimmer because they cannot buy Zimmer, they do something like a furniture walk, holding tables and chairs and try to walk. You understand? And those who cannot afford use walking stick to help them. If you use a walking stick, you have three legs now. Even that, they are still afraid of height because they think they are going to fall. They are going to fall. Even little step, they will tell you, I can't, because they think it's too tall for them. My brothers and sisters, this is the age that the preacher is saying, is the age that you say, I have no pleasure in them. I have no pleasure in them. Now, you continue to say that, and there's terror in a way. Why terror? There are no terrorists, you know, around your way. But he's terrified that he's going to fall. All the aged people, when they are walking, they have to be very careful. And especially those who have even fallen before, they don't want to even move. And that is why when the aged, they fall, they don't want to walk about again in case they fall the second time. You understand? So it is important you know this. So he's terrified. That is why he said there's terror on your way. I don't want to go in case I fall. That is what his mind tells him. And he's right, because his body is so weak that the legs cannot support him or her. So he has to, you know, be careful he doesn't fall. And then he said that the almond tree blossom. Here he's talking about your hair. All your hair changes to gray. And sometimes the men, you see the eyelashes and the beard and everything turn to gray. And people who are trying to say we want to dodge aging, they go and dye their hair. But you cannot deceive nature. You dye your hair 3-4 days a week, you see the gray appearing. Today, they call something anti-aging cream. If you go to, the developed countries, that is what they call developed countries, that is what they are using today. And people are buying them. You are wasting your money. You are wasting your money because of the sin that engulfed the man. Man, you are now a mortal being. You understand? You are now a mortal being. You're going to die. Your body is going to age. So you can apply all the anti-aging cream on your body. You will still see the wrinkles coming back. You're just wasting your money. It's better you donate your money to do some charity to get blessings from God than to waste your time trying to cover the wrinkles that is coming on your face. And people go and do artificial breast and artificial buttocks. A time will come, all this will, you know, go flat. And everything is going to be exposed. You cannot cheat nature, because God created you. You have to age. So allow the aging process to go on, because anti-aging can never help you. Now, we've read that they are afraid of height. They also terrified to walk away. And the almond tree blossom, which is your hair. And then he said that the grasshopper, it's what do you call it? Drag itself along. What does that mean? It means you are so weak to even lift grasshopper. You are so weak to lift anything. You can't even hold this Bible without a hand shaking. You can see him shaking like this. Somebody who used to, you know, do build-ups and carry, large kilograms of all these things. Now, even holding the Bible, you see him shaking. And that is why the preacher is saying that even grasshopper, he drag himself along. You understand? And then the desire also falls. He used to be chasing women all the time. A time is coming, that sexual drive is going to go down and you become no more a man. The day is coming, you approach there. And the women too that were chasing men, you can no longer do that. You can no longer do that because your sexual drive has, you know, failed you. And that is why he's saying that your desire fail, they fail. all that you desire to do in life, a time is coming you leave all this, because man is going to his eternal home. And that eternal home, you brought nothing. So the scripture says you go with nothing. And that is why you are losing everything, including your body. Sometimes when you're speaking to people with that age video and not careful, their teeth will even fall down. Sorry, I'm not having fun on you, because I know that you are struggling. But just to educate my followers and those who are listening to me that God does not want you at this age. Not want you that he doesn't want to accept it. He doesn't want you to get to this age before you say, I'm going to, you know, worship God. The preacher is saying that, remember him now that you are strong. That is why he said, remember your creator in the days of your youth. That's what it means. Remember him now that you have, you know, life in you and you are strong so that you can do his work. Don't wait till you get to the age that you say, I have no pleasure in them. Now, verse 5 ending said that, because man is going to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Huh. People are looking for where, the dead is, so that they can come and mourn with you. And that is the end of you. Before the silver cord is snapped, you understand, and the golden bowl is what? Is broken. So you can see that your life now become misery when you get to that age. And that is why the scripture is saying that you don't live to get that. So a time will come that your body is going to be broken and decomposed. That is your dead. Don't wait till you are in that. We said you lose all your sexual desires and also your natural appetite. You see, I have lived and worked with old people too, and I know sometimes people use salt in their cup of tea. Why? Because they cannot taste the sugar, so they want something that will give them flavor, so they put salt in their tea. A time will come, probably you'll get there, where nothing become tasteful to you. Everything is tasteless. And that is why you can no more enjoy ice cream. You touch it and you spit it and you say, oh, it's sensitive to my teeth. My brothers and sisters, this is the picture the preacher is giving us. As the age where you say, I have no pleasure. And this is to preparing you to your death. So tonight, this is where I'm going to end. You have to understand that a day is coming where your body is becoming weak and things will be falling apart and center cannot hold. Don't get to that age before you start to look for your creator. God wants you at this age, at this time that you are listening to me. How many aged people that you know this hour? It is 9 o'clock. Just a little past 9 o'clock, are even still awake. They are already in bed and they wake up very early, you understand, because they don't have the strength to stay longer. But when they go to bed too, they cannot sleep. And this is all the aging process. So my brothers and sisters, this is where your brother Paul is going to end this lesson. And next week, we're going to talk about what happened immediately that you die. What we have discussed is in preparation to your death. And when the death comes, what happened after that? Please share this message to as many as you can, both Christian and non-Christians. Let them listen so that they will give themselves to God at this age that they are strong. And they will not wait to the age that they will say that we don't have pleasure in them. My brothers and sisters, if you want, you are listening to me on YouTube, I want you to, you know, subscribe to my channel if you have not done that, and also share this. You are on Facebook, give me a thumb up and a share to other people too, and God will bless you. Once again, I'm your brother Paul. If you get time, please visit the Church of Christ wherever you are, because they can help you to prepare for your final days. You understand? So that when you die, you know, so many people are thinking about their funerals. Oh, I'm going to church, so when I die, they will give me a befitting funeral. My friend, the dead know nothing. That is what Ecclesiastes say. Now, don't think about what will happen after your death. Sometimes what you wish for, that's not what you get. And if you gain all the world, everything, own 20 cars, 10 cars, 5 cars, none of them will accompany you to your grave. Build all the mansions. They will not even put you in one room. Let me tell you, when you are dead, they put you there 3 days, 4 days. You see your own family starting to, you know, say that the thing is discomposing, so take it away from there. And you become nuisance to them. Don't wait till that time comes. God bless you as you always listen to me.